millions to be spent this financial year caring for the vulnerable and indigent. This is Budget Watch, a program following the government's spending plans and patterns. We turn the pages for a look at the social protection program under the Ministry of Local Government and Community Development. I'm Anthony Morgan. Stay tuned. The Ministry of Local Government has allocated $386.7 million this financial year to continue work under the Municipal Social Assistance Program, MSAP. Under the program, money is allocated to elected local government representatives to assist the poor and vulnerable in their divisions.
$68 million will be allocated for administrative support office assistance. $114 million will be devoted to education and funeral grants. $90 million will be spent on indigent housing, while $114 million will be dedicated to social housing.
Minister of Local Government and Community Development Desmond McKenzie. In the last financial year, the ministry provided some $400 million for the program. Each division received $300,000 for education and back-to-school grants and other educational-related services. $25,000 was also provided monthly for office assistance. Minister McKenzie adds that work is also being done to change the living situations of the indigent population. 28 new indigent houses are to be built across the country this financial year, two per parish. Sites have already been identified in Irishtown and Kintyre in St. Andrew for the next two homes.
We are proposing to spend some $52 million on this program.
The new homes will complement the two modern concrete indigent housing solutions at Palmer's Cross and Croftsill in Clarendon, designed and built through a partnership between the local government ministry and the Clarendon Municipal Corporation. Those homes feature self-contained kitchens and bathrooms, among other things. Meanwhile, the local government ministry has also earmarked funds this financial year to continue improving the infrastructure of the island's infirmaries. 1,405 persons currently reside in infirmaries across the island.
This year, we will commence construction on new wards at the Portland, Manchester, and St. James Infirmary at a cost of $128 million.
The new male ward at the Portland Infirmary and the new female ward at the Manchester Infirmary will cost some $45 million each. The new male ward to be built at the St. James facility will cost $38 million. $16 million has also been set aside for a new administrative building at the St. Elizabeth Infirmary, while $20 million will be used to build a new matron's quarters at the Westmoreland facility. The Chase Fund has also committed to provide funds to outfit the infirmaries with solar panels and water heaters.
These and other works will be done at a cost of $200 million. And I want to state that this is a joint partnership between the Ministry of Local Government and the National Housing Trust.
The local government ministry is also partnering with the health ministry to construct 10 double units at the St. Anne, St. James, Manchester and St. Catherine infirmaries to address the needs of social cases in hospitals. In the meantime, drop-in centres will be built this year in St. Thomas and Trelawney at a cost of $28 million. The additional centres will be used to assess, feed, treat, counsel and otherwise care for homeless citizens. The latest point-in-time survey conducted by the local government ministry in July last year revealed there were almost 2,000 identifiable homeless people in the country.
Six drop-in centers is in the process of being completed. I had the privilege of officially opening the first drop-in center of its kind in the country, in the parish of St. Anne.
Minister of Local Government and Community Development Desmond McKenzie officially opened that centre on Friday, May 11. In addition to that, more resources are also being devoted to increase the number of poor relief officers across the island. That was Budget Watch. Thanks for joining us. On behalf of Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Anthony Morgan.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.